Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's get into the first topic.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the fall of the British pound.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that, you know, a lot of attention has been made. I made a post on put on Instagram. It got a lot of attention. We're coming to London, so it's something that's relevant. Mm-hmm. And this is the lowest, I believe, that the British pound has fallen to the dollar ever. I think it's at $1.07.
It got as low as 103.
To every $1. So it's almost equal, yeah, to the dollar. And from my understanding, this is for a variety of different reasons, but there's some economic issues right now. They're trying to have tax breaks and some incentives for businesses, but people are saying that's only going to really impact the wealthy. Of course, we know that the Queen just died. They're having, you know, some economic troubles, as all of the world is having.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is a sign of the dollar surging. So the dollar is actually very strong right now. It's strong. Mm-hmm. A while. So with the dollar being as strong as it's been in a while, and with the pound being as weak as it is in a while, this gets you to a point where you're actually almost equal with the British pound and the US dollar. So why is this important? And what does this tell us about the future?
Yeah, I'm gonna lay it out. I'm gonna lay some things out. I'm no economist, but y'all know I like to read a lot. So Ian, you can step in at any point, but I'm gonna break it down. So the part that was the first alarm was that they try to create this debt finance tax cut. And so really what it means is that they need to borrow money, right? Like they need to borrow money, but they're not gonna, they have to go through foreign markets to do it. If you borrow money, that puts you in more debt. More debt equals higher inflation. Obviously, we can see that the world, obviously we're going through inflation here. It's also happening throughout the entire world. So that's the first thing. The other part of it is that there are increased energy costs that are on the way. And we spoke about it over the past 2 weeks, we spoke about the past month, this war in Ukraine and Russia. Obviously, we talked about the usage of energy in Europe and where they're getting the energy from. That doesn't help the situation. Now, the other part is that the Bank of England, just like the Fed raised 75 basis points last week, the Bank of England raised their basis points by 50 basis. So that's like a half of a percent. Now,
yeah,
most people thought should have been higher. Just like people and economists were predicting that the Fed was going to raise it one percentage point. They didn't. They had it at 0.75. The problem is when you do it slow is that you have to keep the rates higher for a longer period, right? And so if you do that, now you're in recessionary periods for a longer period of time. So that's the third thing. Now, the other part, which is interesting, is that, and this is something I had to even just research today, was like this debt to GDP ratio. So like, I'm like, wow, this is pretty interesting. So it's at its lowest, its highest mark in a long time. So what that really just means is how much government debt based upon how much gross domestic product is being borrowed. So how much money do they need to borrow to fulfill debt?
But wait, on Instagram, I thought debt was good. Go ahead.
So here's what's going to happen, right? Again, I'm no economist, but just looking at this, right? If you're going to have, you have to borrow money, right? The first thing is that somebody has to say, we're here to lend the money, right? As that debt to GDP ratio changes, it really is like their credit worthiness. How worthy are you of paying this money back that you're going to lend? Now, if the entire world is in the economic crisis, it doesn't make it an easy task to say, all right, we're going to lend you this money. So a couple of things are going to happen. If they don't get the money, then obviously something has to change. And what's going to change is what we're seeing now.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The level of their currency or the value of their currency is going to have to decrease because when they borrow, it has to sustain itself. I'm no economist. This is just my take on it. Ian, you can add.
I want you guys to put in chat, do you want to seem smart or do you want to get rich? And I'll give you my answer based on that. 5, 4, suspense, 2, 1. For those who want to get rich, listen. British pound has been going down since 2007. 2008, it had a, as they will say, a money master of the game, a precipitous decline to the downside. Also, in 2014, 2016, and now it's just a continuing down cycle. I wish Jessica could be on here. I know, you know, she's a few days away from delivering a bundle of joy, right? But if you look, the British pound, the euro. Also, if you go look at the Swiss franc, and I brought this up a couple of weeks ago. If we look at the African rand, a lot of them are having issue. Now we can get the kind of conspiracy side out of it, out of the way. There were people who were trading in British pounds to the downside weeks prior to her passing because there was rumblings that she had either already passed or was like on the way making her transition. So even though the news is reporting some of these newer issues that they've been faced with, the British pound has been tumbling for a long time, and anybody that's ever traded Forex in the last 10 years, they have known that the direction of the British pound has been down for years. The last time the British pound was to the upside was 2006 and 2007, and when that housing crisis hit, things switched, and they began to run to the downside. So this is kind of like the nail in the coffin in that move. I know some people that have been like multi-year swing trades on the British pound to the downside. Always, always, always look at direction first before you look at news if you want to get rich. If you want to seem smart, great. There's other shows you can tune into for that. But we're here to make you money and have you be free. Look at that long-term chart first, then see what the direction is, and then I think it'll be very clear why this is like the final nail in the coffin for that asset class.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. You said the final, what do you mean the final nail in the coffin for the asset class? Because the British pound is...
What value does it have? And I'm not saying this to be spicy, but let's get the views up. If...
Let's get this going.
Who is actively saying the British pound at some point is going to be the predominant currency?
Nobody. Yeah. But it's a highly respected currency.
Yes, it is, and we'll be there soon.
It's extremely strong. It's one of the world's strongest economies, and it has a lot of psychological reverence outside of just you. When you look at the British pound and you look at Great Britain, the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. it's a small country, but its influence is tremendous.
So is Facebook's at 300, and I said Meta was gonna fall. And everyone said, man, Ian got to take the Ciroc out that pineapple juice.
But you said, but Meta's not dead, though.
Dying. Kid the dog, everybody dying. No lie. I'll be there soon. Alvin, how are you, Brian? How you doing? I'll be there to save it. I'm coming this week if y'all want me to. Put that on the internal chat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you said that part about if you watch the trend. Like, and that's something that Peter was talking about. Like, yo, follow the trend. Like, that it's the age-old, like, adage. Like, the trend is your friend. But, like, yeah, it's been trending down. The interesting part, as I was watching like some of the UK analysts, so I started watching their news. Like when I saw that news report, I said, mm-hmm. let me go watch what they're saying in the United Kingdom. But a lot of the economists were already pitching at the pound being like $1.09 or $1.07. Mm-hmm. The fact that it got to 103 was like, oh, wow, that's what made the story. But it was already on a decline. Even some economists had it at 97 cents. So I mean, they've been prepared for, right? They knew it was happening.
Can I be honest? Remember the days when like NFTs and crypto were going to save the world and liberate all the people and be the second coming of Moses? Every asset class over the last 10 years was overinflated. Now we are getting to the real prices of where you should buy them. Like for everyone who does wholesaling, or if you're a real estate investor and it's like, yo, this $600,000 house burned down. They don't even want it. They're like, man, baby, just give me 80 grand. You like it. This is where the entire market is right now. Private equity, public markets, angel investor market. I don't know if you guys read the reports, but Facebook, for the first time in history, advertising budget has been cut. Alvin, so now the influencer market is hurt. So the people that used to get 60 grand to advertise lip balm, they now can't get $5,000 deals. When I kept telling everyone in 2021 to study every crash, put yes in chat if you remember me saying that. And I'm like, this is going to look a lot like 2007 and 91 and 2001, all rolled in one. And here we are. And everyone said I was crazy about Evergrande. And here we are. Now that's one of the biggest bubbles. Even the Countrywide CEO was on an interview last week saying that this bubble is going to be bigger than 2007 and 2008. I think internationally, we are in such denial that if we don't get this thing under control, whatever the phrase is for in between recession and depression, kudos to Spike Lee, whatever is in between that, that's where we're headed. That's where we're headed.
Close up spot.
How did your camera just move like that? Is it like
AI face tracking?
Oh, face
shout out Dennis. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I got to do the Tom Cruise Minority Report. I got to see how to push it back. If I could do that, that'd be fire.
So, all right. So before we leave this topic, how does this? All right, let's talk about the surging dollar though too. So the dollar is surging.
Oh, real quick, can I say this? If I was a swing trader, I would buy the British pound right now though, and hold it to 129 to the upside. Because I know people like you always fear mongering and don't give an answer. I would hold it. Yeah, right now, if it got back to $1.06, I would hold it to $1.30, probably take 18 months. But if I was going to swing trade it for 12 or 13 months, I would definitely buy now.
There you go. On the
floor. Long term only, no options. Long term swing.
The dollar is surging. Most people might think that that's a good thing, but that might not necessarily be a good thing. So what does that mean for the shape of the economy?
I was going to talk about it later, but whenever there's a surge in the dollar, you guys don't have to take my word for it. You guys can go look at the article from a Morgan Stanley analyst. Usually disaster follows when the dollar surges this fast.
Explain to them why.
I want you guys to do a homework assignment. If something, any asset class shoots up 50 or 60%, what normally happens 12 to 24 months after? We've seen it with NFTs. We've seen it with crypto. We've seen it with Black China's reported OnlyFans earnings, which was not true, right? Anything that increases that, you put it in chat, you want slow and steady gains. Any company that goes up 500, 800%, normally tumbles down at the same pace. Yeah, so whatever the volatility that you take on is the drawdown that you're going to have as well.
And it's a sign that people are not confident in markets, and more people are going to cash, and it's a safe haven. And people aren't confident in the real estate market. They're not confident in the stock market, and they're not confident in crypto.
Which, and I don't blame them right now.
There's a lack of places to invest your money right now, for at least for short term, rate of return. So, the dollar is more attractive than putting it into the market right now.
Putting it to the side and under the mattress.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the best thing to do is just sit in the sideline, wait it out.
Wait it out.
You know, sometimes like when we're kids, we were playing baseball and we don't want to get struck out. So we're just like, look and wait for the time that we know that we're right. This is the market that we're in right now. Everything went like, when we look back at this in 2 years, we're going to be like, used cars were selling for 1.5x.
Yeah.
Pictures of a handwritten dog that wouldn't sell for $99 in a magazine or newspaper was like, people sold, and kudos for him for getting it off. People sold multiple paintings for $27 million digitally.
But I think that, sometimes people think like, this is the first, it's happened. It always happens.
It happens.
I remember in 2017, shout out to the Ripple Mafia, XRP. But I remember when XRP was $3.20, and that made the CEO, chairman, like the 10th richest person in the world. Like he had more net worth than the CEO of like Microsoft. It was crazy. But I say that to say, you always see stuff that doesn't make sense happen. And then when stuff starts to not make sense, that's when the crash is coming. But this has happened throughout the course. Peter talked about the tulip craze. That was 200 years ago. So it's always, a lot of times people think like, it's a narrative being pushed with NFTs. Like, this isn't the first time that there's been a bubble. This isn't the first time that people have speculated. The dot-com craze, when Hets.com got bought for $200 million, and everybody was just selling their company. All you had to do was just put .com next to it. So there's always going to be speculation. There's always going to be opportunity. It's human nature.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Just let me add really quickly, because everything y'all saying is correct, right? I think what makes this time so unique is that, even in these times, people are going to make money. And people have made money. And so this interesting time now where it's like, all right, just wait on it, right? Obviously, you said the dollar, as it increased, there's maybe people holding on to cash. I think that the interesting part is that now there's information, right? So like now when people sit on the sideline, they're sitting on the sideline, but they're gathering information on top of the information they already have. And so when it comes back to a time where it's like, all right, this feels like a sound time to invest, think about how much further ahead that people are really gonna be, rather than saying, all right, I'm putting this dot-com thing, I'm gonna try to ride it up because it's high right now. Like, these principles that we've been talking about for over 2.5 years, and people like we've been knowing for over 10 to 15 years. Mm-hmm. I'm interested to see how many people are actually gonna have the patience to actually apply it now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.